Representative Edgecombe and members of the committee, my name is Jeff Pideaux. Until my retirement, I served for 31 years in the Attorney General's office. For 17 years of that, as Chief of the Natural Resources Division. During most of that time, among my other duties, I provided legal representation to the Land Use Regulation Commission. I came to know the Commission's law, regulations, procedures, and program extremely well, and yet I also, as a member of the Attorney General's office, was independent. While many improvements can be made to the Commission's program, some of the measures set forth in this bill will make this work inefficient and legally and programmatically dysfunctional. Among the features of this bill that are particularly troublesome, first, as you've heard, the bill's opt-out for counties will make the program highly fragmented and variable in how people and businesses are treated depending upon where they are located in the jurisdiction. The scattering of the work program among counties and various agencies will inevitably lead to unfairness, inefficiency, and ineffectiveness. Second, packing the LURC Commission with a dominance of politically elected county commissioners, even if they are reviewed by this committee, will create serious difficulties in the program's implementation. One cannot possibly expect locally elected persons who have a duty to their constituents, and no matter what their skills, to divorce themselves from local politics and strictly adhere to state regulatory standards in making quasi-judicial decisions, as they are obligated to do. Just the legal requirements to avoid ex parte communications in contested matters would be extremely difficult, if not entirely impossible, to adhere to by a body primarily composed of elected county commissioners. Third, the abandonment of LURC's core of development standards, such as consideration of demonstrated need and adjacency to existing development for new zoning proposals, will result in chaotic development patterns. This will seriously undermine the integrity of the jurisdictions working for us for their timber and natural values. In these and other ways, as written, LD 1798 will result in a more inefficient, dysfunctional, and unpredictable LURC program implemented by myriad agencies operating without sufficient legal standards or oversight. Thank you for considering these brief comments. Right on the note.
Yes,
there it is.
Your teacher would have been proud of you.
At least as to that. Any questions?
Any member have a question? Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.